Hello, I'm Bridget Cook and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2212, recorded on Thursday the 9th of March 2023. James McGarry is here with me and together we will bring you local news stories, topical letters taken from the evening news, information desk and two features. The first is our regular local history article provided by Richard Matthew, who talks to us about glorious Dragon Hall in Norwich. And the second is from Keith Skipper about the change in our sense of humour. We also have the spring edition of the Norwich Citizen magazine, and this will follow at the end of the recording. We are delighted to welcome new listener Mrs. Barbara Cowles from Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. Now, let's begin with our first batch of news stories, which include fresh doubts for the Western Link Road. The city's tallest slide tower opens after a revamp for the park, and the brain sculpture is to be removed from the city's unloved square.
Critics of the sky-high cost of Norwich's Western Link claim the writing is on the wall for the 3.9-mile road. It comes as Roads Minister Richard Holden spoke exclusively to the Evening News about the £251 million road, saying he wants to make sure taxpayers' money is well spent before the government pays out its 85% contribution. Councillor Steve Morphew, leader of the Labour group at the County Council, said, "These remarks fuel my opinion that the council is putting off the decision to abandon the scheme until after the forthcoming elections. It looks like the writing is on the wall."
New homes aimed at housing rough sleepers have been introduced to a city neighbourhood. Seven new one-bedroomed houses in Kets Hill have been built in a joint £1.3 million initiative between Norwich City Council and Broadland Housing Association. Councillor Gail Harris, Cabinet Member for Social Housing at the City Council, said, "We're committed to breaking the cycle of homelessness, and through our collaborative work with Broadland Housing Association, we're finding new and innovative ways to offer targeted support to those who need it. These homes will provide the accommodation and support needed to help former rough sleepers live independent, happy lives." Michael Newey, Chief Executive of Broadland Housing Association, added, "These new homes in the heart of Norwich on a disused piece of land will ensure that more people leave the streets and have a home to call their own."
A popular play area just outside the city centre has reopened for families to swing and slide on after being closed for 6 weeks. Wensum Park Play Area closed on January the 16th to undergo a £100,000 revamp and has been transformed to include the city's largest slide tower. Alongside the new 6-metre-tall slide tower, there is a rope swing, multi-unit climbing frame and spinning seats that have also been added to the park. It opens just after work began on the £85,000 improvement to woodland in the park. Councillor Adam Giles, the portfolio holder for Parks and Open Spaces at Norwich City Council, said, "We're really pleased to reopen this play area with great new equipment for children to enjoy."
A city charity shop is seeing new customers as people try to make their money go further and combat disposable fashion. New research carried out by Scope found that 79% of people in Norwich say that charity shops play a vital role in high streets during the cost of living crisis. And 7% of those people are visiting charity shops for the first time. Scope rose to popularity in the city when they introduced new ASOS clothing, sample clothing donated by the online shopping platform that people can buy for a bargain price. Philippa Hines, shop manager of the Scope store in Anglia Square, said, Over the last few months, I've noticed new customers coming in, and they're mainly younger and often students. They love the fact that they're doing the part for the environment, buying and donating pre-loved clothing. They also love that they always find something that suits their style and budget. The lockdowns, combined with the current cost of living crisis, have been a monumental disaster for the high street and people's spending power. Our new research shows charity shops have never been needed more than now.
A distinctive brain sculpture in one of Norwich's most unloved squares looks set to finally be removed. Norwich City Council has submitted an application to its own planning committee to remove the statues on Hay Hill, which has been recommended for approval. The sculptures sitting between Next and Primark will be mothballed, with no immediate plan in place for where they will go after relocation project was scrapped. The carvings, which include inscriptions on blocks of marble, are called Homage to Sir Thomas Browne, and were designed to complement the nearby statue of the 17th century physician, philosopher and writer. The statues were originally due to be moved to Elm Hill Gardens, but following criticism from various local groups, they will be placed in storage while a new site is found. Moving the work is part of the plan to redesign Hay Hill to make it more accessible. Browne's own statue will be kept, but placed in a less prominent spot. Since it was the first proposed in 2007, the artwork by French sculptor Anne and Patrick Poirier has been divisive.